WSRN News, I'm John Scott. So, what's your opinion of the economy?
Americans' view of the U.S. economy declined modestly in August. The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index ticked down to 97.4 in August, down from July's 98.7. That small decline in confidence was in line with the forecasts from most economists who were surveyed and came as anxiety over a weakening job market grew for the eighth straight month.
Correspondent Marcelo Sanchez. Speaking of the economy at his cabinet meeting, President Trump says private jobs are better than public jobs.
Government jobs are down, actually substantially down, and private jobs are way up. And these are the jobs that make money, create a better life. Meanwhile, we've reduced the number of federal bureaucrats by 84,000.
The president held the seventh cabinet meeting of his second administration. German police have detained a suspect for the second time in connection with an attack on a young American.
The 20-year-old American was attacked shortly after midnight on Sunday while at a tram stop in the city of Dresden. Police have said that he intervened when two men were harassing a woman on board the tram and was then attacked himself before the men fled. He sustained a deep wound to the face. A 21-year-old Syrian was detained on Sunday but initially let go because prosecutors didn't at that point see grounds to keep him in custody. But the man was arrested on Tuesday morning after new information pointed to him having been involved in the attack. He's now in custody. I'm Charles de Levesma.
Tropical storms Juliet and Fernand are churning over open waters, one in the Pacific Ocean, the other in the Atlantic. Neither expected to threaten the U.S. mainland. On Wall Street, the Dow had 62 points and the Nasdaq Composite up 49. This is SRN News. A new poll on discipleship.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it reveals that 52% of Protestant pastors are satisfied with the state of discipleship in their church. But how do they really know? When asked, do you have a specific method for measuring discipleship in your congregation, only 30% of Protestant clergymen said yes. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says these results, quote, highlight the need for a framework for thinking through how a church is approaching discipleship. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Focus on the family founder, Dr. James Dobson, who passed away last week, is being remembered as an iconic evangelical leader. But he also spent a lot of time building the conservative political infrastructure that helped elect President Trump. Dobson helped create a constellation of allied family policy councils in around 40 states that promote a socially conservative agenda and lobby lawmakers. Dobson considered running for president himself in 2000. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has halted construction on a nearly complete wind farm off Rhode Island and Connecticut, citing national security concerns. The project, called Revolution Wind, is 80% finished. The administration also working to cancel an offshore wind farm off Maryland's coast. In consumer news, Southwest Airlines will soon require plus-size travelers to pay an extra seat in advance if they can't fit within the armrest of one seat.
The change is part of several updates the airline is making. The new rule starts January 27th, the same day Southwest begins assigning seats. Currently, plus-size passengers can pay for an extra seat in advance and later get a refund or request a free extra seat at the airport. Under the new policy, refunds are still possible but not guaranteed. Southwest says it's updating policies to prepare for assigned seating next year.
That's Rich Thomason reporting. More details at srnnews.com.